Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
This is a public announcement. Vectis Radio has been hijacked. You are now listening to the 4P's takeover. Normal service will be resumed in due course.
The Short Breaks 4P's podcast, building confidence through radio.
Vectis Radio Weather with Short Breaks, now bringing you the 4P's Saturday course for young people with disabilities or additional needs. To find out more, click www.iwork.com/shortbreaks.
Hello, my name's Ophelia, and here is the weekly weather. Monday we can expect sunny intervals and a fresh breeze, highs are 12, lows are 4. Tuesday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze, highs are 11, lows are 4. Wednesday we can expect sunny and a moderate breeze again, highs are 14, lows are 6. Thursday we can expect sunny intervals and a gentle breeze, highs are 15, lows are 7. And Friday we can expect sunny and a gentle breeze, highs are 16, lows are 7. I'll update you more next weekend. Bye for now. Hello, I'm Ophelia, and here are some famous birthdays. Number 1, Sophia Carson, who's an actress. Number 2, Shay Mitchell, who's also an actress. Number 3, Daisy Ridley, who is an actress too. Number 4, David Harbour, who's an actor. Number 3, Marcus Owen, who's a TikTok star. I have their ages and dates of birth for you in a little bit. Bye for now.
Hello, this is Dylan with my random facts of the week. First off, New York has an indigenous species of ant. I know this sounds like an absolutely horrible joke, but the ant is called the Manhattan ant. Next up, we have Charles Darwin's pet tortoise only died recently in 2006 at the age of 174 years old. That tortoise definitely outlived Charles Darwin. Next, there's a squirrel bridge over the N44 motorway. Now, it must have been a real waste of money because only 5 squirrels have been seen going over the bridge and it costed over £200,000. Next up, we've got Marie Curie's books are still radioactive. She worked with radioactive materials and discovered a lot of them, such as radium and palladium. Palladium being the most radioactive substance known to man and woman, and they won't be safe to come out of their lead box for another 150 years. After that, we've got Sweden notifies its donors when their blood has been used. They believe that this makes the donors come back to donate more blood. Next, instead of Victorians saying cheese to make you smile, they thought that taking pictures was meant to be dull. They associated smiling with drunkards, so they said the word prunes. Next, roosters, believe it or not, have built-in earplugs. Roosters' calls being 130 decibels, it's a wonder how they don't go deaf. So when they crow, a little flap in their ears shut off their hearing, so then when they crow, they don't go deaf from it. That's it for now on Random Facts of the Week. See you later.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and earlier I told you about some people who had their birthdays today. Well, now I'm going to tell you their ages and also their dates of birth. Number 1, Sophia Carson, born in 1993, who is age 27 today. Number 2, Shay Mitchell, born in 1987, age 33 today. Number 3, Daisy Ridley, born in 1992, age 28. Number 4, David Harbour, born in 1974, age 46. And finally, number 5, Marcus Owen, born in 1999, who is age 21 today. That's it for famous birthdays. I'll have some more for you next weekend. Bye for now and stay tuned.
Hello and welcome to James's Game Review, Today I will be reviewing Minecraft. Minecraft is an open world game that uses a block-based building system. Some players like to play in survival mode. In survival mode, you have to manage your hunger and health and keep your character alive. Also, in survival mode, weapons have durability and can break if used too much. In creative mode, however, you have infinite resources and can build whatever you like. One person has even made a working computer in Minecraft that he connected to his real-world computer. There is nothing that says what you have to do in Minecraft. The choice is yours to make. The only limit is your imagination.
Hello, this is Jasper with my obscure word of the week. This week's word is appetency. It means a longing or desire, or natural tendency or affinity. It comes from the early 17th century from the Latin word appetentia, or from appetere, which means seek after. That's all. Join us next week for another word of the week.
Hello, I'm Ophelia, and I've got three jokes for you. Number one, why should you be careful when it's raining cats and dogs?
Because you might step in a poodle.
Number two, what do you call a blind deer?
I have no idea.
Number three, do you want to hear a joke about pizza? Never mind, it's too cheesy. And here's a bonus joke for you all. Why is 6 afraid of 7? Because 7, 8, 9. Hopefully I'll have some more jokes next week. Bye for now.
The Short Breaks 4Ps course. Building confidence through radio. Are you aged 11 to 19? Would you like to build your confidence and improve your communication skills? Well, why not come join us on the 4Ps Short Breaks course every Saturday morning? You can find full details on our website, 4ps.org.uk.